Thank you very much, Luca, for this very comprehensive update. It's impressive to see of what Italy has pulled off in this regard, and good to hear that you continue using this approach also for other purposes than SARS-CoV-2, which is certainly can be considered as a trend, I guess. Let me now turn to Anna Maria de Roeder Husemann of the National Public Health Environment Institute in the Netherlands, from RIVM. Anna Maria, Netherlands was yet another country which was steering the implementation of the sewage surveillance. How did it work in your country? How did the sewage surveillance program benefit from existing environmental surveillance networks that you had already in place? And maybe you can highlight the main benefits by one or two examples in illustrating the use cases of wastewater surveillance for the Netherlands. Over to you. You have 3 minutes, please.